We're talking today with Blaine Arthur, who is our Commissioner of Agriculture right now and the nominee to be the Secretary of Agriculture for Oklahoma. Blaine, you know, you've obviously already are up and running as far as working within the agency. Give me a little bit of a feel of those, you know, this initial kind of flush of things that you're trying to accomplish.
You know, we've got a lot of things that on our to-do list, but I think even just in an initial week and a couple of days there at the agency, I can tell you that the staff is very enthusiastic about a lot of the things that we have been tasked with to do about working towards some greater accountability and some greater transparency of the work that's being done at the department. Now, not all of that will go as quickly as we would like for it to be. But we've got some really good employees there at ODAF, which is a lot of people reference the agency as. Right. And I think some enthusiasm for us to all work together towards making some really good progress on a lot of those issues.
Early, of course, the early slogan that Governor Stitt ran on was the Oklahoma turnaround. The turnaround starts here, starts now. How does the department fit into that in your mind?
Well, I think, you know, one big thing is just some true dialogue with those that we impact at the agency every single day. There's a lot of Oklahomans that don't know all the work that the agency does. And so when we make our customers or our consumers and Oklahomans aware of the work that we do, then we are more accountable as employees of the state of Oklahoma. And we're better able to see, okay, let's turn around some of these processes that we've used for a long time, which some of them definitely can use some tweaking and some work. And so when we show the work that's being done by the agency, and then we look for some improvement to those processes, and I think really be open to some new ideas of how state government works. I think we've got some bright minds at the department, and when we really ask and say, this is a job you've maybe been doing for 2 years or 5 years or 10 years, how can we better able provide services to the state of Oklahoma? Those staff members have some great ideas. And so I think when we have that conversation with them, they're excited about, you know, turning around a process or improving how things are done. And I think the more dialogue that we can have with those individuals, it really, really pushes us forward quickly to making some things happen that positively impact everyone.
Some of the other nominees that the governor has already put out there, the Department of Commerce, for example, Sean, and of course Brent Kissling. I know that, you know, they've obviously got some familiarity with rural areas of the state. That's got to bode well for probably some partnerships between the two agencies.
Absolutely, I'm very, very excited to work with both Secretary Copeland and Brent Kissling, both individuals that I have known for a long time. Respect them a lot, and I kind of joked with the governor that the OSU AgEcon department's very happy because all three of us have AgEcon degrees from Oklahoma State. But both of those gentlemen, very knowledgeable about the state of Oklahoma. They know how to move things forward. They know how to develop partnerships, and I'm really excited because I think there's a lot of commonalities that we can find between the Department of Agriculture and Commerce, and do some things that are good, especially for rural Oklahoma, and getting the right folks at the table and saying, you know, where are those incentives? Where are those partners? How can we work collaboratively? I think we can do a lot of that pretty quickly. And I know both Brent and Secretary Copeland want to do some things that are good for our ag audience, but also good for rural Oklahoma, which in turn is good for the entire state of Oklahoma.
I guess what the other announcement that came out was Lieutenant Governor Pinnell named as the kind of the head of tourism. And I guess, you know, he had expressed to me earlier that he really had a desire to have an agritourism conference pretty quickly. So that would be, I would think, something you'd be working with him on as well.
Yes, the Lieutenant Governor and I have already had that conversation. He is definitely very, very enthusiastic about agritourism and the opportunities there, which is very exciting for me and very exciting for the department. So some of our staff have already had some conversations about what those possibilities look like. And, you know, I think there's kind of endless opportunity for those agritourism venues. It's a great way for ag producers to diversify their operation, bring some extra dollars to the farm gate, and also give us a chance to really connect with our consumers, connect with that other 98% of the population that's not in production agriculture. You know, no better way to have a conversation with them or educate them about ag production than to have them out there to your location. So, Lieutenant Governor, great individual to work with, very enthusiastic, and I'm excited about that continued partnership and enthusiasm for the work being done in agritourism.
Speaking of working with the consumers, letting consumers know about what we do, you mentioned that to the cattlemen here, that it's important that we try to tell our story.
I think it is more important than it ever has been, Ron. There is a disconnect from the folks that eat our food every day and the folks that produce our food every day. But I do think now more than ever, consumers really care about where their food comes from. So I see it as an opportunity to say, you all want to know how we produce your food. Let us show you. Let us show you how we, you know, care for our livestock, how we care for the land, how we are tremendous stewards of the land, how we employ conservation methods. So I think as there is that increased interest in how food is produced, I really see it as an opportunity so that we can educate people. And then, you know, long term, that also helps us in regards to policy development and how we interact with those decision makers, both at the state and federal level, that kind of make the rules and guidelines that we've all got to live by as ag producers. So I think it's a good time to say, here's what we're doing out on our farms. We'd love for you all to know more about it. And I think that consumers appreciate the opportunity to see everyone's operation and the work that they're doing.
Oklahoma Commissioner of Agriculture and Secretary of Agriculture nominee Blaine Arthur talking with us at the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Winter Policy Conference. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.